So, next. I started recording. I'm going to talk with you about your wheelchair experience, because I've been using the wheelchair for 5 years now, and I'm so used to it that I'm not surprised anymore that people treat me weird. So I put other people in my chair and ask them how they experience being in the wheelchair. And this time was at a party. And yeah, you had some really weird experiences. And
we were not in just a party. We were in a very queer party in Rotterdam by the Clown Collective. That's like queer inclusive people, and it was a very nice party also. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I was having fun.
And also the wheelchair experience. Yeah, right.
So I got there with the wheelchair and my walking stick, and I was wearing the really shortest skirt because I wanted to freak people out, and I was like a latex thong with a skirt that you could see I was wearing a latex thong.
And fuck rainbow capitalism t-shirt.
We
were wearing fuck rainbow capitalism in Rotterdam. That was so cool, you know, like among the hipster people, you know, like that was a very nice, you know, among the hipster people, like that was very
cool. I didn't realize
I
this.
Remember, it was epic.
Yeah, I went to a couple of retake Pride events, and I got a shirt with one of these events. So I thought, yeah, going to a queer party, this probably fits.
Nice.
I hadn't thought about the party outfit, like this in the center of Rotterdam. You will also get a lot of hipster folk.
No, you were in the most hipster place ever. You know, the party was like inclusive, queer, like true essence of the word queer, like to say. But there was a bunch of hipsters there, like that was the hipster street, you know, like.
Yeah.
That place was the hipster street.
I saw around the corner.
Was a statement. It was cool, you know, like it was cool as fuck.
Yeah, I had fun. It was a nice party. And so I, sitting in the way, I can stand and then standing, but that lasts only 10, 15 minutes, and then I have to sit down again, and then sitting, dancing is boring, and at some point I want to stand again, and I was dancing with
using the wheelchair,
And I said, I want you to go sit in the wheelchair and pay attention how people respond to you, because I want to see if it's, and I want to have a look at this.
My experience, like, from the party is, like, you ask me even something different, you ask me a little bit further, like, you said to me that I have, like, the physiognomy, like the appearance of a very confident person that like can be attracted physically by other people, and you wanted to actually check how would be this perspective on a wheelchair. It was a little bit more deep into just hang out in a wheelchair in a club, you know, like there was this little factor, you know, like I'm not a confident person, but I was like kind of hype on myself, and like you had this commentary to me that also makes strength in the experience, you know, because like there was also this little factor of desire into the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that this was all, this is also part of it, because when you're in a wheelchair, people assume you don't do sexual stuff because you're a child, and it's like very weird, and you were dancing, being confident, and
yeah. And the funniest thing is, like, I start in the wheelchair, and then like I took a little while to get comfy in there, and then I realized that people were looking to me with a desire face, as if it's the same flirting face that people do to you when they're interested. They are using the same face but with different meaning right now. Like, it is the same face expression, but right now, because I'm in the wheelchair, I feel already from the beginning that they're feeling desire / pity of me. It's a desire that attracts their attention, but the same attraction is for pity. They are, this person is so pretty on a wheelchair. But there is an attraction, there is a face of attraction. It's the same face of when somebody flirts to you in a club. It's the same face, but with totally different ground, you know, like the context.
Is it like that you're kind of exotic because you're the only wheelchair there?
Yeah, that's what I kind of realized, because it's exotic, it's attraction. It's like a bird, you got attracted.
Yeah.
But you not got attracted like a bird. You got attracted because I'm feeling pity of you right now. It's weird. That was my first thing.
Yeah, and also I'm wondering because...
That was my first thing. People were looking nice to me, but they were not looking... There was a different thing in their eyes. They were having pity of me, like, you're so handsome.
I sometimes get drinks from people and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
why?
And then it starts escalating, yeah, because like people start looking to me like that. And then when people saw that I was vibing, moving the wheelchair like left to right, trying to make movements and like vibing with my arms,
yeah,
people start like actually... The baby thing that you told me back in the club, not in this conversation, but back in the club, you were explaining how people, babes, wheelchair folks, you know, they treat you like a child. They simply cancel your needs. They
don't consider you cannot be sexual because you are a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old.
Yeah, and like they cancel your needs. So like now people were start actually moving me. They were not making me able to bounce left and right myself anymore. People were like in the back of me, like moving me back and forth.
You physically or the wheelchair?
The wheelchair.
Okay.
You know, people were moving. So
I wouldn't allow this. I would immediately.
No, yeah, but I'm. Yeah, but this is my first time. But I was like, whoopa, 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 whoopa.
You're just dancing.
And I kind of, and I kind of cannot see. You know, I have stiff shoulders. I kinda struggle to look behind, and then like a random ass drunk person, boy or girl, whatever. I don't even remember, but drunk ass person. Oh, it's all fine, it's all a joke. I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's your joke, but...
things escalated on the party. Yeah, we can maybe talk a little further later, but things really escalated on the party. It was a very fun experience for me.
Now you said you also had someone sit on your lap, I think?
Yes. That was like... All this thing happened on the upper floor, and then we decided to go to the down floor, like the lower floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in there. I was sitting on the wheelchair still, like vibing, but we were a little bit cornered from the club. Like upstairs, we were really in the middle of the club. Yeah. And downstairs, we were like cornered a little bit. We just got to the space. We were a little there. And a girl... With the same flirting thing, she fall in love for me. But she fall in love for me in a way that she was like talking to me with the mouth close to my mouth. I was like, opa, like red flags, you know, like this experiment is kind of getting out of the hand.
Yeah.
And then this girl was like moving me on the with the wheelchair. I was like, what do I do? What do I do? Okay, the girl sits on my lap and kiss me on the mouth. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah,
like super intrusive, like really sits on my lap and like kiss me in a way that I really don't, not most, more that I don't have how to escape. We didn't kiss. Yeah. She kissed me. We didn't kiss.
You can't get away because you're
cannot
in your
get
chair,
away.
You
she's
get
literally
back.
On top of my lap. And then I was like, my lady in Christ, excuse me, I'm gay. The girl got angry to me. The thing got, the pity and the attraction became rejection and angriness. That lady starts like talking shit to me. She got kind of like offended. She got offended by me saying that I was gay when she sit on my lap. I believe it's shame / rejection / I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, this is
but
just,
something happening there. And yeah, she got pissed off of me. And then I was like, not shaking, but I was anxious. Yeah, like I mind my business. I let my life go.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the moment that I fall off the wheelchair.
Oh, that was later.
That was right after she kissed me. I was a little bit shaky with my arms.
Sense,
I was a little bit like nervous, you know. And then I was trying to bounce something down the wheelchair. Yo, I wheelie that thing. I fall on my back.
Mm-hmm.
But all fun and games, I laugh like ha 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 ha,
yeah.
And I simply stood up like Kung Fu Shig, like I simply stood up.
Yeah, you said you do fighting sports, so you are okay with falling.
Yeah,
from
I was really okay with falling because I simply fall back, and I was like ha ha ha, funny, I throw my leg, I did a backflip on the ground, and I stand up in the same motion. I backflip from the wheelchair, like, back, and I stood up on my foot. That's the kung fu stuff.
You keep the movement.
I simply pop it straight, like, nothing happened, you know, like, yeah. And then everybody in the club was hating me for life, like, yo, you lied to me, I was having, nobody said that to me, but yeah, like the vibes that were giving, you were having compassion, I was having compassion towards you, you're not a wheelchair folk, you're liar.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Wow, people were murdering me, like murdering me with the eyes, like murdering me. I was super like, okay, I'm going to be outside for 20 minutes, like, kind of people are kind of vibes down for me here, like people are talking to each other, the wheelchair guy is not wheelchair, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. and then what the fuck are you talking about?
I was just having fun dancing, so I didn't see you do anything in the wheelchair. At some point I saw like 4 or 5 of these hipster guys looking at a distance at you sitting in the wheelchair, probably dancing with a woman, because that's what hipster guys do, they look at a woman dancing.
Yeah, they're gays, but they don't have sex with men.
I don't know.
That's a definition. No, they are gays, but they don't have sex with men.
I just saw them looking to the wheelchair person, to the wheelchair with the pity, and then I saw you standing next to it. I didn't see you fall and get up. I just saw you standing next to it.
Because you were dancing for over 40 minutes standing up.
Yeah, I was just having fun.
You were vibing hard that day.
Yeah, but then I saw the guys speaking as if they were offended. Oh, what's happening? Like, to each other, like, you insulted them.
Yeah,
and all you did, you fell and you stood up.
No, I stand up. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I stood up, not the falling. I stood up. That's the problem. Not the falling.
Yeah, it's like...
But people is, like, into disgrace. What do they want to see? They want to see, like, disabled person struggling to lift on the floor, so they have compassion and affirm what they
think. What they really,
that's madness, you know, like, really, you know, take it easy, like, yo, it's just a little joke in here, or what? Do you want to really see, like, a handicapped folk struggling so you have, like, happiness of going there and help? Like, what the fuck, you know, that's...
Now I feel like the real wish of these hipster guys, or most guys when there's women nearby, is that you fall and that they are the one that saves you and you are really thankful for them and tell all the women how amazing this person is
and
they can,
like,
go fuck them.
Yeah,
I feel like this is what happens.
Pretty much, like,
men are more annoying when there's women around.
they act really like heroic, like they're heroes and shit, like,
yeah, they want to be heroes, they see how it's gonna happen, and then you sit there and say, no, I don't want your help, I don't need your help, I'm just sitting here, fuck off.
It's tough.
It's weird that you get this very straight divide between when you're standing and when you're sitting. Like,
the 5 seconds after standing up, when I turn back, and then it's like,
you never said you couldn't stand. They assume that you're in a wheelchair, so you don't have legs.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly. It's all the circumstances, all the games in the club, and like the poses. Yeah, people are sick in the end of the day. Normal core people are sick in the end of the day. You know?
Yeah, so yeah, because I thought about this before we started talking, because I've never have anybody sit on my lap, because my leg can't take it.
Yeah.
But nobody ever offered this.
She never asked. She never asked.
But I realized why, because
never asked. That thing was really spontaneous. She popped in my lap. Like, there was no progression to that thing.
Which is really dangerous.
There was really something hormonal that, like, there was never an opening, there was never... She was really, like, bouncing me up and down, left and right, and then, after no explanations, she was on my lap.
That's really dangerous. I need to put this in the recording, that this is really dangerous, because there's people with brittle bones, and lots of people that, like, my left leg doesn't have muscle. If you go see...
It's really bony,
it hurts a lot. This is not
I mean, I am not experienced as in a wheelchair. Like, my few experience was in architecture school, and like in architecture school, people ask you to
you have to do this.
Because in Brazil, we're not accessible friendly for wheelchair folks at all. The way the sidewalks are made are a bunch of like random stones together that wobbles. It's not accessible at all for wheelchair folks.
I know.
We have like 30 centimeter sidewalks. It's crazy. You know, you've been around the world. You see how different the world can be. You know,
yeah.
And I have little experience. In my opinion, people with like weaker leg, you guys have like boundary. The situation will never get to this point.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have anybody touch the wheelchair.
I cannot put my hand on the fire because it was really spontaneous. The girl was on my lap and I couldn't do anything. But I believe you guys would be more aware for them.
Specifically, I had one time when I was in my wheelchair and a woman came who I kind of knew.
Yeah.
And she had been drinking and she said, and she came very close to my face saying, having fun. You need to now move out of my face or I'm going to hurt you. This is because I panicked. I just panicked because I was in my wheelchair with my back to something. I couldn't back off.
I couldn't see nothing.
And so I stood up.
The person really don't understand the physical space of like how is intrusive to approach.
Yeah, and if you're like, sitting in a chair with your back to a wall, you cannot go anywhere. The shit was in this event. I got kicked out because I got aggressive to a woman.
Nobody understands your point of view. Everybody only understands rage.
She's an okay person. I know her longer. I know she's...
But like you sat back off my face and you stood up.
So I was violent because I stood up. She moved away. I stood up and I said, if you come back to me again, if you force me this again, I'll headbutt you. Because that's the only thing I can do.
You were stressed and you were triggered. Like,
she had her face in my face.
The situation today is like understandable. Like, yeah, it was a mistake, but you were triggered in the moment.
Yeah,
you know,
and so she grabbed me by my neck to pull me down because I'm taller.
Shit, seriously?
So I freaked out and I like really soft just tapped her forehead and she freaked out and went away. So it worked for me and I just started moving outside and people asked, are you gonna? And I freaked out.
Of course.
And like screamed at them, keep her away from me. And there was a security guy and he just looked at me and ignored me.
Nobody understands the situation. The security guy will know, have like 5% of will to understand the situation
and
put all the things in the right context.
And
yeah, like,
it was shit because it was a really fun festival and afterwards I didn't dare go there anymore. And also a couple of years I didn't dare go to a bar anymore.
In the Netherlands, people take very serious threats and violence. Even if you have right on the business, you're correct, you're in a good hand on the business.
Mm-hmm.
If you are enraged, here in the Netherlands is very bad. In Brazil, it would be more explainable, like, yo, my situation. The person invaded my space and then created this chaos.
I warned them.
And then you, security person, is talking to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The person will understand kind of like, yeah, fuck it. It's not you. It's the situation.
Yeah,
but here in the Netherlands, now even with your example, with every other example, you can be on the good hand. But if you are enraged, you get disqualified instantly. That's hard, you know, because like you can be for 120%. With all the rights in the world, but like, you threaten. You use the cursed threat and now the person is offended.
Yeah, indeed.
Like, you know, and now...
I had this thing happen and then for 5 years, kind of, I didn't want to be near people who drink anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's always the alcohol is the problem.
Yeah.
And then I had a gender bender party in the place
where...
Yeah, like the old version. And there were some drunk women that were treating me as a monkey. Say, hey, can you dance? Go dance. Show us to dance. Oh, no, go away. And they just kept coming back to me and stuff. And I just told them to back off. And they didn't. So it really freaked me out.
Shoot.
And then they tried to force their apology on me, which freaked me out more, because I was already trying to not be near them. But the nice thing was, I went to one of the clown people and I said, hey, there's these two women that keep forcing themselves on me. They want, and I just want them to go away. They
don't understand that I simply just want them away.
Yeah, I just want them to not be near me. And the person said, so yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, just not. I want to be just next to you, and you keep them away from
you
me.
You don't approach your nose to my nose.
Yeah, just stay 2 meters away from me.
Yeah,
just
Don't
go focus on me. I'm not even dancing. I'm just sitting here.
In France, I studied urban geography, and I studied a lot of sociology in France. And the space between people is a cultural thing.
Yeah.
Like, some cultures have like Arabic cultures, men can, like, unknown men can really share 10 centimeters. No, no, no. Like, they can be normally 10 centimeters close to a stranger, that's okay. Some other cultures, like, you know.
Yeah. Like, for me, it's
distance. I don't know you. I cannot even be touching elbow to elbow, kind of. Yeah. But, yeah, this space thing varies and, like, even gets escalated. Yeah,
and because of my shit experience, it's...
Alcohol sucks. I imagine that alcohol is a kind of...
alcohol every time. It's 20 minutes, so...
Okay,
do you
want to
keep talking or gonna end it?
We can record another one. It's been a very funny talk.
Yeah, then, because then I pause it and we continue after the break.
Thank